ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert, a record-shattering wave of layoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans have filed for unemployment, way more than the record number the week before. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers live.
Dave, the numbers for first-time claims for jobless help last week coming in at 6.6 million. That is shattering expectations of 3.5 million. This 6.6 million is new record and double the record set last week of 3.28 million claims. Even despite this, though, Wall Street futures are up about 70 points right now. They were up a lot higher earlier. Dave?
No, 10 million people now in the last 2 weeks waiting now for extra unemployment. That $600 a week that was in the massive economic stimulus bill. All this with so many things shut down by the coronavirus, which was infected 216,000 in the U.S. The number of those people who've died surged by 1,000 in the past date, over 5,100.
We want to keep away, keep a distance, keep away. If you don't get it, it solves a lot of problems.
36 states now have stay-at-home orders. The federal stockpile of masks and other medical gear doctors and nurses and paramedics need is nearly depleted, but more is coming.
Taiwan saying it will donate 10 million masks to health workers in countries hit hard by the coronavirus, including 2 million bound for the United States and 7 million for Europe. The offer coming as Russia sends a plane load of medical aid to the U.S.
Fox's Simon Owen. The U.S. military is moving air defense systems into Iraq after a series of missile attacks in recent weeks, one of them killed two American troops. And amid intelligence reports that Iran proxies may be plotting a sneak attack in Iraq, the president said,
"We are watching it very closely, and if something bad happens, it's going to be very painful for the other side."
Now, in last night's briefing, the president also warned drug cartels not to take advantage of the coronavirus crisis. He's launching enhanced narcotics operations. America's listening to Fox News.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Hello, you know my voice, don't you? Well, just this once, let me tell you something without you asking me first. Now you can complete the census online. Just go to 2020census.gov. The census cannot share your response. More importantly, you can help inform how billions in funding will be spent each year on things in your community. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov, paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
President Trump's handling of this coronavirus crisis has come under fire from Democrats, including his presumed presidential opponent, Joe Biden, who says that we got off to a slow start and that has put us behind the eight ball. When the White House urged Biden then to offer his support instead of criticism, he said he'd be glad to call the president, who reacted last night.
I always happen to be a nice guy. I don't know him very well, frankly, but I think he's probably a nice guy. No, if he'd like to call, I'd absolutely take his call. Okay, you can tell him.
Another Trump critic the president does not think is a nice guy is Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat who led the impeachment inquiry and managed the House case during the Senate trial. Schiff is calling for an investigation into what happened, like the 9/11 Commission. He says the president's slow response at the start led to catastrophic consequences. Republican Congressman Doug Collins, who was on the Trump defense team during that impeachment trial, he reacted to what Schiff had to say.
This is a man who for a year has done nothing but over a year has attacked this president, tried to go through the Mueller report, the impeachment. He said there was things in, you know, the president did, you know, it's in plain sight that he did wrongdoing. He just can't help himself. Even in quarantine, even in isolation, it sounds like all he wants to do is focus on the president's response. The president's done a good job.
Now, the president is considering more restrictions and already hard-hit airlines flying to and from corona hotspots. The industry's already in trouble.
In a letter to airline CEOs, a group of 11 senators demanded the airlines offer cash refunds to passengers who either had their flights canceled or were stranded abroad. The senators say credit or vouchers aren't good enough in this economic climate. The airline industry is set to receive around $25 billion in the most recent coronavirus stimulus package.
Fox's Rob Dawson. Once again, our top Fox News story. a giant number of first-time unemployment claims last week, a record number, 6.6 million, double last week's record. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to install new gas mains and services, Ameren Illinois and KS Energy will close one southbound lane and one northbound lane of Mattis Avenue between Kirby Avenue and Broadmoor Drive. Those closures will start this Monday and end Friday, April 17th. Both northbound and southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane each in the area. The lane closure location will shift as work progresses. Southern Illinois University has suspended the Delta Chi fraternity for violating the chancellor's order banning in-person activities to slow the spread of COVID-19. The Southern Illinoisan says Carbondale police over this past weekend responded to a house party that was hosted by Delta Chi. That's a violation of an administrative directive issued March 27th by Interim Chancellor John Dunn and the Dean of Students Jennifer Johns Hall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, welcome to our 8 o'clock hour. Welcome, everybody, on the YouTube channel. Welcome on Facebook Live. We appreciate you watching us, even though it's not really exciting. It's a little fishy in the fishbowl, but that's good. And listening on ESPN 93.5 and going to StevieJAY.com, clicking Listen Live. We can do that for you as well. Here's your weather across East Central Illinois.
High 62, partly cloudy, 45-hour low tonight. 66 as you wrap up the week tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. 49 our low in the evening with a slight chance of showers. A 70% chance of rain Saturday, high 53, low 40. Wrapping up the weekend Sunday with partly cloudy conditions and a high 61. 41 now, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the 26th, Illinois doesn't have a football game in September, Diane, just FYI.
Okay.
Just telling you.
I think there's something going on. See, we're rescheduling.
Yeah, everybody's
Kelowna
doing
Fun
right,
Day.
Right.
It's not the last weekend in June as it has been the last 42 years.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Dang it.
Finding hope in the pandemic, how to win during life's trials. CEO of Advocate to Win, author of Elegant Warrior, How to Win Life's Trials Without Losing Yourself, host of the Elegant Warrior podcast, Heather Hansen. Nice meeting you, Heather.
So nice to meet you and Diane. Nice to meet you guys.
Aw.
Kind of like you before we even talk, all this stuff you're doing.
Exactly.
You just got up this morning and looked at the glass and said, that thing's half full.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what you did.
Listen, some days it's half full, some days it looks empty, but you just got to power on, right?
Yeah,
right.
I'm like that. I like to try and be like that because in down times, I don't let myself get down because then it's a swirl and it's a cycle mm-hmm. and it gets worse. So even if I'm not realistic, I'm trying to focus on the good and positive things, and that sounds like exactly what you do.
Well, and studies show that is the best thing to do. So in my book, I kind of compare life to the trials that I have in the courtroom after 20 years as a trial attorney. And all of our cases start with complaints, CBJ. And if we just sit there and stare at those complaints, those written pieces of paper with all the terrible things, nothing would happen. So you have no choice but to move forward and deal with the complaints and question them and try to think about things differently. And I think if we can do that in these days, which is probably the hardest time many of us will ever have to deal with, we can try to change our circumstance a little bit by changing the way we think about it.
Heather, I have some friends that are just spiraling down following all this, and they text about all the doom and gloom, and, you know, they had groceries delivered, and they Lysoled the package before they brought it in, wiping down the bottom of their shoes. And, I mean, I just feel like it's over the top, and I don't know how to be compassionate and say it's going to be okay. What do we do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing that we have to do here is look around and recognize that everyone's going to handle this differently. For some people, it makes them feel better to do all that dieting. You know, for others of us, it makes us feel better to do a little bit less. I think that thinking about what other people should do, it really puts us in a difficult place. And so I think the best thing that we can do is what you guys do every morning, and that is to try to find a reason to laugh. Not only does that help with your mental state, you know, if you can laugh at yourself a little bit that you're Lysoling your apple before you eat it, then you can sort of get yourself into a different mental state. And most importantly, for those who are really super worried in the doom and gloom, laughing is proven to improve your immune system. So are things like walking outside and talking to friends. So if you're really concerned, try to do some of those things that are proven to make you healthier so you're better able to fight it if it comes your way.
Because of you, I just thought of something we ought to do every single morning now. It's called the TP. we're gonna do the TPR. It's called the toilet paper report. And this morning's report illuminates that Ruler, Dollar General
in Farmer City,
the St. Joe IGA, and Walmart have toilet paper this morning. The TPR, the toilet paper report.
Just because, I like it
because we need a lift. We're doing a restaurant. We have wonderful, wonderful people. Like Jeff Facer at Area Wide that have given me money, Heather, and I'm buying $250 from a restaurant every day and giving $550 gift cards to folks that are in level 2 anxiety. Not level 1, we're all kind of level 1. And we're just trying to lift them up for a minute. It might not do much, but it'll give them dinner tonight. That's what we're trying to do.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to do out here.
I think that that's fabulous. You know, we are all part of a team right now. And if you're into team sports, we all miss our team sports right now.
Yeah.
But we are part of a team. And if you can nurture your team, if you can feed your army, which is literally what you guys are doing, then you have that team behind and beside you. And it makes you feel so good. And again, those good feelings make endorphins rush, which help you to feel better and be healthier. So that is a fabulous thing that you and those restaurants are doing. And it will definitely resonate beyond the people that you directly help to your listeners.
Are you in Philadelphia? Where are you?
So my legal practice is in Philadelphia, but I live in the middle of New York City.
Oh man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So we're not going out today, Heather, right?
Well, here's the thing, guys. So I know that the two things that are proven to make people's immune system best are sleep and taking a workout outside.
Yeah.
So at like 6:30 in the morning, every morning when the weather's good, I go for a run outside with a mask with me in case I pass anyone and get that time before the day starts. But it is definitely a different place right now. It really makes me count my blessings that I, knock wood, have my health and have a safe place to sleep. But, you know, we are in the midst of it and we are acting as a team. The city has really come together. And I think that that's one of the silver linings of this, what often seems like a very gray cloud.
A lot of people watching us on Facebook Live, on YouTube channel, on our radio, streaming live all over. And in fact, different parts of the country listening. Heather Hansen, tell them one thing they should try and do today that'll help them.
I think the first thing is, as I said, to laugh as much as you can and try to find reasons to laugh. And then the second thing is something that we've heard about a lot, but is more important now than ever. And that is to write down 3 things that you're grateful for. Because the more that you focus on those things, the more that they grow. And there's all kinds of studies that show that it will improve your mood, and that might help you get along with those people you're trapped with.
Great tips. You know what too is I find too that if you do something nice for somebody else, it's amazing what it does to you. It's amazing.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the people who see it, you know, there's studies that show that it improves you. You're the person, the giver. It obviously benefits the receiver. It also benefits anyone who sees it. So that's why it's so great that what you guys are doing, so many of your listeners get to see and experience that.
Do you still practice law or are you just doing the, I'm confused. What is your life like?
So I do still practice law, but the majority of my work now is the coaching and the workshops that I do with people to learn how to advocate for themselves and their ideas. My legal practice is in Philadelphia. I go back there when courts are open to try cases. Mm-hmm. But the work that that is my passion and my calling right now is to help people to get their ideas out there in a way that they're sure to win.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good work and love to have you back. You're just a bright spot. We need that, Heather. Good work. And how do people reach out and connect with you?
They can find me on my website. It's at advocatetowin.com.
Yeah, love it. Good stuff. Thanks for your help. Appreciate your time, and thanks for being on.
Thanks, guys. Stay well.
You too.
AdvocateToWin.com. In the book, The Elegant Warrior, How to Win Life's Trials Without Losing Yourself.
Wasn't that nice?
I love that.
Isn't that who you want to be around?
I feel better. I'm standing up straighter.
You want to be around that.
Exactly.
Chris Payne and Philo, happy birthday from the center of the universe, CBJ. Yes. You'll never catch up with me, Tom, and Brother Greg. That's right. True. I'm not going to catch you, Chris, but I feel like I'm gaining. I don't know. Autumn is watching. Sandra is on Facebook Live. Pat, thank you. I will have a magnificent day. Thank you. Debbie, I think Debbie's one of our original Sugar Busters. I think she moved to St. Louis. But she's on this morning.
Excellent.
Our friend in Texas, who's a Unity grad, is kind of on us every day now.
Excellent.
And so is Larry and Velma. Thank you for watching us. We appreciate you out there for sure. And anything we can do for you or anything you come up with. Got a great call from Mike, my friend, who said, why don't we have a community Facebook church service on Passover, which is next Wednesday,
right,
ahead of Easter.
Okay.
And that's where the, you know, lamb's blood went over your doorway
so that the
death would pass your house.
Yes.
And have a community prayer. I think it's a great idea. And just reaching out from somebody else said we ought to have police and even fire go by OSF and Carl with their lights blaring and so they can see how we appreciate the work that can be extraordinarily anxious and stressful today because you don't want to take it back to your family. But yet they're on the front lines. I know Champaign County isn't raging, thankfully, but, you know, there's still cases, and you still have to, in some cases, I know a nurse who's working with COVID-19, and your thoughts are, you know, I want to help. This is why I'm in it, but I don't want this. Nobody right. does, and yet that's their job.
Especially when it affects their family. That's why the local hospitals I read are tweaking their formula now, and they're doing services for laundry because you don't want to wear the same clothes home.
Yep.
Also food services and looking into some child care.
And then we had some wonderful suggestions. I said, if I buy, you know, 150 donuts from Industrial Donut with my $250, where do we take them? And DSC was suggested. Farmers. I don't know how to get the farmers together right now.
But they love their coffee circles in the morning, and the Industrial Donuts would be awesome.
Well, they're not doing their coffee circles.
I know.
We could, I mean, it'd be kind of cruel, but we could do a virtual and have them look at the donuts, but that would be
okay.
Kind of frustrating.
Hey, Steve Meckling had texted in and said, God has blessed us with you, Stevie J.
Well, I don't
Happy
know about
birthday.
Don't know about that, but I thank you for that. I don't know if that's... But I appreciate that.
Steve and Chris are awesome.
Yeah. All right. We're going to break for the Fox Business Minute. Things kind of took a turn, not too crazy, but it certainly is not going to open like we thought. Initially, the Dow futures were up 400. And then the jobless numbers came out, a shocking 6.7 million unemployment claims. Obviously, never seen this one before. And so that's rattled the markets just a bit. So the open's going to be lower. And we'll just kind of see where we go from there. It's all you can do.
I don't know if you saw this, Stevie, but the Cubs Cards in London has been canceled now. So
I think the Cubs Cardinals have been canceled. I don't think they're coming back till July.
Okay. Well, so, NFL season is saying September 10.
They say September 10, and we hope college football by then. You know what? It's still just April 2nd, so there's a long time between now and even summertime. So if this curve goes the right direction, we're going to be back at it maybe before we know it. We hope so. 819, here's your weather.
It's 43 now with the sunshine, up to 62, down to 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a high 66, low 48. Only up to 52 and low 40 on Saturday with the rain in the forecast. Back into partly sunny conditions Sunday, high 60, low 45. By Tuesday, 74.
Wow.
Right now, 44. ESPN 93.5.
That's darn near golf shirt there.
Exactly.
74. Take that, coronavirus. I don't think you like warm.
Too bad J.B. Pritzker has changed his ideas on this golf course.
Maybe he can change it back.
Yeah.
Change back number
the
four.
Fourth time.
Yeah. We want to golf. Well, at least we're taking a walk.
Exactly.
Take a club and a ball with you. What's the difference? 7:20, now 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits doubled to 6.6 million last week, more than most estimates. Economists were expecting a record number of claims because the coronavirus has forced businesses to scale back or close. The number of new claims in the previous week was revised higher to 3.3 million. The Labor Department's monthly employment report is released tomorrow, though it likely will not offer the complete picture for March because the survey is completed in mid-month before many companies cut back. Struggling aircraft maker Boeing is not announcing any layoffs, but the Wall Street Journal says Boeing is in the process of offering early retirement and buyout packages to its employees. Airlines have severely cut back their schedules and aren't buying planes because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their caregivers. Practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA Telehealth Service. If you develop symptoms, please call your local VA facility. We will get through this. For more details, visit va.gov/coronavirus.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just seen us in the game number 7.
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15. Saturdays at 6. Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5. Yeah, fun listening to some of those oldies but goodies 9 years ago when the Cardinals won the World Series. Boy, was that fun. All right, ESPN 93.5, Alma Celine, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Stevie J?
I'm fine. She's the executive director of University of Illinois Housing. Let me just capsule what your life has been like. Hold on, I'm getting ready. I want my money back! How's it going over there?
It has been very, very busy for the last month.
I can't, wait a minute. Yeah. Executive director of University Housing. You're not talking about from right to green. What does that mean? I mean, how many people are you in charge of here?
We have about 11,000 residents, 650 employees, an additional 2,000 student employees, and we operate on 3.75 million square feet of space.
Okay, so not much.
Whoa!
Not much. It's a lot.
Wow, Alma, that's crazy. Okay, so tell me what's happening at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Give me a capsule of what you're dealing with, what we're dealing with. What's it like?
We have about 500 students that continue to remain with us for the remainder of the semester for a variety of reasons. Students who can't go home internationally or domestic, students that need resources here on campus. And so we have consolidated them into one complex, and we are trying to be very conscientious of the guidelines from the federal and the state and the local Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. And So we are hosting them in individual rooms to encourage physical distancing. But we also are keeping our dining hall open because we know that they need to continue to be fed. And our building service workers are cleaning extensively our high touch points and maintaining the cleanliness of the building for our students to encourage safety as well.
Okay, so you still have, and again, locations, are we dealing with mostly international?
I think it's that's a question that many people have.
Yeah.
I would say that probably about half of our students are international and the other half are domestic students.
Okay. And boy, I know you don't know all the answers on this, but gosh, why aren't you going home? Or why are you staying? I don't understand.
Well, some students can't go home. And so
the country's in lockdown or something, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when we were in the process of starting the move-out process and consolidating, Governor Pritzker initiated a stay-at-home order. And so we moved out over 5,500 students in 4 days.
Oh, my. Wow.
But
wow.
That stranded some students from not being able to get home. And so we still have some students that are staying with us that have not been able to get back to their home permanent home address.
Well, I'm sure they want to. Man, that's even added stress, and I just want to go home. Okay, so anything we can do as a public for you, Alma, can we help in any way?
Oh, well, I think that if there's a way that you can just continue to encourage our staff and our students and with humor and music and all kinds of other things, that is very, very helpful. Our staff are tired. Yeah. Some of our BSWs have been working nonstop for 3 weeks now as we consolidate space. And so anything that you can do to encourage those staff members and our students that are still with us would be greatly appreciated.
I'm telling you, it's high stress on everybody, but when you're dealing with 11,000 residents, Alma, it's got to be high on you. And I know you don't have your feet on the desk right now, and we know how hard you're working, so thank you for your efforts, because this is a toughie. This is unprecedented. It's crazy.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes, this has been the biggest challenge of my professional career, and I've been doing this for about 25 years now.
Well, I know you're very good at it. You don't become executive director of University of Housing if you're not great at it. I'm just confused. I don't know whether to nickname you Alma Mater Celine or almost Celine Dion. Because there's got to be a name in there for you that makes sense. Alma Mater Celine makes sense, but I love this song, so I'm confused.
Alma Mater Celine Dion.
Alma Mater Celine Dion. We can do it. Listen, keep up your great work, Alma. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Every night in my dreams, I see you.
Alma Mater Celine Dion, a.k.a. Alma Celine.
Executive Director of Housing at the U of I.
I want my money back! Deal with all of the things, and you ought to get prorated something. Anyway, good luck to all of them. And then you've got these international students that can't get back.
Right.
And how is that going for them when they're supposed to stay in? And there's nothing.
And we just can't kick them to the curb.
No, you take care of them in a humane way. Speaking of humane, the two cruise ships trying to get in to Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, boy.
And they're sick. There are four dead bodies on one of them.
Oh, man.
And the governor of Florida obviously not wanting this, but there's got to be a way. And I think they figured it out. They were going to charter some people. It just, if you got to disinfect everything twice when somebody walks by, I mean, what a mess. There's some people on that ship that are fine, but you're on a ship that's infected. Just like, you know, coronavirus is the wildfire on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, norovirus is the wildfire on cruise ships. That's where you get a stomach flu for about 24 to 48 hours. And you're a mess, and you're in your room, and you can't leave. This is much more serious, obviously, with corona, and it's causing death. But it doesn't mean everybody on the ship is infected. But you're kind of going to have to be quarantined for the full 14 because you've been around it. Well, it makes sense, but you got to get them off the ship. Started in Argentina, and nobody will let them dock. And can you imagine being on that ship? Now, again, there have been worse things that have happened in our history that you can cite, and being stuck on a cruise ship, being having food brought to your door is not really what you want to do, but there are worse situations. Yeah, I know you want off, but you're being fed, you've got your own bathroom, you're, you know, in a room. If you're inside cabin, it's probably really, really tough because you don't see the light of day. That would be really, really bad. So we're trying to fix everything we can in this time, but it's just there's some stories and some credible history being wrote as we are being written as we are living. So it's out there, and we've got to do nothing but come every day with your best game. As we suggested yesterday, a very good idea to get dressed, to don't stay in your jammies or your sweats, to actually do like you have a day. And, just talk to Nick at Nick's Paints. There's some painting going on. I'm going to talk to him after 9 to see how we can get the word out about how to get a gallon of paint. Because, listen, some inside painting is a real deal right now. There's a lot of people doing some improvement because you just got other things you can do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back in just a moment. It's 8:30. Going to talk to Evan Brown. He's in Miami. That's next.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. By far a record, 6.6 million people filed for unemployment last week. That's 10 million the last 2 weeks, with so many businesses slowed down or shut down by the coronavirus outbreak. Deaths from that in the U.S. now over 5,000.
The federal stockpile of emergency supplies is dwindling. President Trump told reporters the administration has been sending respirators, masks, and gloves directly to hospitals.
Obviously, we're not going to be shipping too much until now. We do have excess of certain things, and we don't have enough of others.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and a chorus of other states and cities have complained about a chronic lack of test kits and other supplies. The Trump administration has authorized the National Guard to bring more equipment to hard-hit hospitals as needed.
People in 39 states are now told to stay home except for necessities. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is advising everyone to wear masks in public. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Newly released public data shows there are now 33 active cases of COVID-19 in Champaign County. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says 9 new cases were reported yesterday. Douglas County now has 8 confirmed cases, and there are now 2 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Vermilion County. Congressman Rodney Davis says Champaign and Urbana will get some of the $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief package approved by Congress last week. Champaign will get just under $600,000. Urbana will get just under $300,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Community Development Block grants. The News Gazette says Urbana is considering grants or loans to affected small businesses and individuals. The money comes on top of the $1 million in HUD block grants that already went to Champaign, and the $500,000 that went to Urbana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Oh, my brother Johnny called me. My brother Greg on the line, Mississippi. What are you doing there, Greg?
Oh, I can't wish you a happy birthday, Stevie.
Well, thank you. Johnny says he remembers when you brought me home in the car back in the day of no seatbelts, and you probably really remembered because you're a little older than me, about 7 years now, maybe? 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, well, 6, I think.
Yeah. So are you coming to Philo? Are you moving?
April 17th. I'm planning to finish up.
Hey, that's so. Okay. A good day.
If we're still all here.
April 17th is Diane Ducey's birthday. Yeah, come on.
Hey, well, I think I'm coming for her birthday. How's that?
Thank you.
Hey, I ran into something interesting.
Okay.
I found, you know, this virus seems to be affected by blood type. So almost half the deaths are type A.
I found that. Yeah, I saw
and
that.
Type O, which I'm O, and Diane's O, is, they're saying it isn't even barely affected. They're saying it's not efficient, you know, but that's interesting.
It is interesting. How do you know what type you are? I have no idea what type I am.
What?
I have no idea.
I've given 10 gallons of blood.
Yeah, I donate blood. That's how I know.
Well, that's how you guys know. You're way better than me. That's
Brother
awesome.
Gary gives all the time.
But you've done 10 gallons, Diane?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful.
I have a medallion.
Unbelievable. Well, I think.
And I'll FedEx you. I can FedEx you some toilet paper if you need any.
Hey, you know, we got the TPR every morning, toilet paper report. And
exactly.
We found them at the Walmart, the Ruler, the Farmer City Dollar General, and the St. Joe Ogden. St. Joe IGA. Yeah. Hey, Greg, thank you. Love you. Thanks for being my brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, my brother Greg in Mississippi is actually moving to Philo, Illinois.
That's right. Looking forward to him.
The universe.
In the neighborhood.
Did we do a weather? No.
No, we didn't.
Weather is going to be nicer and nicer. Here we go. There's some positive things. Please, Governor Pritzker, open the golf courses.
There you go. High 62, low 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 66, low 48. Rain in the forecast on Saturday with a high 52, low 40. But back into partly sunny on Sunday with a high 60. Rain in the forecast when we get inside 70 for Tuesday. Right now, the temperature at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, our restaurant of the day is a ribeye. And if you would like to get a $50 gift card for their curbside, Ribeye is off Neal. It's a legendary restaurant. And they've got the old, some of the old pictures of the athletes from days gone by. There's a picture of Rob Judson, one of my best friends. And he played here in the late 70s, early 80s. And a great picture, Deion Thomas with a hook shot over Iowa.
Okay.
And there's new pictures on the wall there by the salad bar of our athletic director, our head football and head basketball coaches. So that's pretty cool. Ribeye is just classic, fantastic food. And they're trying to do Wednesday through Sunday. They're trying to do partial week, not the complete week. So if you are interested, you know somebody who could really be lifted up, 359-2255, let us know, and we can get you one of the five $50 gift cards to the Ribeye Restaurant. Fantastic steaks. That guy out there has been walking all morning.
Is that right?
He's still walking.
Has he got a mask on?
He's got a mask on. He is in full gear with gloves, and that man has not stopped walking since 7 a.m.
I think I know that dude.
I think it's Evan Brown. I think it's Evan Brown, who's Fox News Radio Ace reporter. He's not in Miami. He's walking by my window. Evan!
I'm sheltering at home. What are you talking about?
Man, sheltering at home, Miami. Would you wave those ships in and get those poor humans off those Hall in America ships?
Boy.
Man, what a mess.
Well, this looks like there's a deal to do that now. It's something that will include getting the non-Floridians basically back home, and if they are not Americans, to get them back to their home nations as quickly as possible. The concern had always been that Holland America was simply going to kick these people off the cruise ships and just they'd have to end up in the Florida, South Florida hospital systems. And those are overtaxed right now.
Yeah.
So, the concern was is that Holland America might have just said, okay, here, you deal with this. Yeah. And so there was a lot of pushback. But it looks like now there is an agreed-upon plan on how to disembark and where everyone will go. And what to do with everyone. And so if that is, in fact, going to be the deal and everyone's agreeing, then we should probably see these cruise ships come in today. They are off the Florida coast now, really off the Miami, Fort Lauderdale coast. Right now, they're still in international waters, but once the deal is done, they can move on in.
I'm telling you, it's and how would you describe your state? I mean, are you? I know Ron DeSantis essentially asked people to stay in now. How are you doing?
Well, me personally, I'm fine. We're okay here. Certainly life is interrupted. There's really like no traffic where normally South Florida is one big parking lot. I would go out to the grocery store and everything. Normally take me about 20, 25 minutes to get to where I need to go. And I got there in like 5 minutes and I said, okay, this ain't so bad.
Yeah, right.
But for everyone, the life is interrupted. You've probably seen the unemployment figures that came out earlier this morning.
Yeah, boy.
And there's the Florida unemployment is very high too right now, and that's certainly scary. We had a particular bad recession the last go around, to think that might be the case again is very frightening. This is a state that makes its money on hospitality, so if no one's taking Orlando vacations, that really hits our pocketbook really much here.
It's amazing.
So that's where we're at with that.
Amazing to me, Evan Brown, about 3 weeks ago, we were playing Big Ten basketball. 3 weeks in Indianapolis. We had the tournament going on.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
It does.
Really does.
It's amazing.
Everything seems like they're in this standstill. It's very dystopian. you know, I suspect we'll all be okay at some point, but I think it's the uncertainty and the, you know, when you're locked in your house and not noticing the true passage of time. I mean, how many people I spoke to yesterday go, wow, it's April already?
Yeah, I know. That's right. You know? Yeah. Well, listen, you hang in there. We appreciate your reporting. Keep it up with Fox News Radio in Miami, Florida, and stay safe, my friend.
I shall. You as well.
Thank you, Eben Brown in South Florida. So they'll get those two Holland America ships in. They'll get people out because you got to help. You just got to, as we help. And everybody else has turned them down. We got to get them out, and we got to stay safe with it. Facebook Live, thank you for watching, Peggy and Dan and Kim and Dorothy and Adam. Thank you. And we're getting some people that are interested in ribeye, I see.
Yes, and Tammy from Homer had a suggestion about the industrial donuts that she'd like to hand out. U of I Housing building service workers that were brought up interview with Alma.
They would really, that would be a nice thing,
too. I mean, they're working to get the buildings clean for students to continue to live on campus.
Is there the only Tammy
service people on campus that are not on a rotation schedule. I'm sure many of them are feeling stress and concern of what they may be exposed to when those students came back after moving out and partying at spring break.
No, right.
Even feeling that the work they do in their lives are not appreciated. I'm sure they're thankful to still have their jobs, but they are working so hard to keep the buildings clean and take care of the needs of the students on campus. Maybe some donuts would make their day brighter.
Well, if we sent them 5 dozen donuts, we need to ask alma mater Celine Dion where to take them.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no central point because they're all spread out.
She would know, though. She's our gal, and we just talked to her 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so find out that, and then maybe some to DSC, some of the folks living there at DSC. Okay. That would be a nice one.
Tammy from Homer, thanks for that suggestion.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, 841, text us, 359-2255, or connect on Facebook Live. It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We're going to get through this 19 before the Jeremy Warner Show.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you 3 new specials diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss 5 Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame. And you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand safe.
All right, 844, ESPN 93.5. We did the ribeye.
Yes.
We're getting good suggestions on the ribeye. And then industrial donut I'm working on because I have to figure out what to do with the donuts.
Yeah. Skylar texted in, happy birthday from everyone at Spring Green.
We love Spring Green.
Thank you for all you do, Stevie.
Thank you. All you do, Spring Green, Central Illinois lawn care experts. And they were at my house the other day. And I don't think my buddy Jimmy Brookins is going to be affected with his lawn mowing company, right? That's
right.
Just outside.
Yeah. I had a neighbor mowing yesterday.
I mean, you can mow.
Yeah.
And isn't the smell?
It smells so great.
And if you missed a TPR report now every day, the toilet paper report, we heard that there's some at Farmer City Dollar General, Ruler, we don't know which one. So sorry. And Walmart? Which Walmart?
The one in Savoy.
Savoy Walmart had some, yeah. Well, until I said it.
Mm-hmm.
And then St. Joe IJ.
Yes.
We found out that's your toilet paper report brought to you by toilet paper.
We should get Charmin or somebody to sponsor
yeah.
that.
Tell me how that goes when you try and reach out to Charmin.
Exactly.
Is Mr. Whipple in? I'm trying to reach Mr. Whipple.
I want to interview
anybody
him
remember
on a radio
Mr.
Show.
Whipple? It happened at the Philo IGA a long time ago. I was squeezing it.
Okay.
And some guy walked by and busted me. I felt so...
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
I said, okay, yeah. Got me. I shouldn't have... Anyway.
Okay, we've got a few texts in about wedding anniversaries and the ribeye. Jeff had commented about the setup for a blind date for the first time at the ribeye and loved to celebrate with that gift card.
That would be fun.
And talked about the rehearsal dinner with her husband, who has since then passed away. And she wanted to take the kids there. So many special times at the ribeye.
Ribeye has, and if you are there, you know it comes out in that sizzling, you can't touch the griddle. It comes out on a griddle, and it's sizzling.
I know.
And I think the ribeye salad bar is ridiculously great.
Outstanding.
Love the salad
bar. And I'm a fan of pickled herring, and they have that as an option on there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're our featured restaurant of the day, and they're located at 1701 South Neal and theribeyerestaurant.org as they offer curbside.
Trying to help local restaurants because, boy, they need our support. You can buy gift cards from the ribeye. You can buy gift cards for use later to any place you love. Getting reports of some of the local people. That I know Bunnies, we're going to try and help Bunnies.
Oh, great.
And Bunnies has a wonderful small little restaurant in Urbana, and somebody came in to pay $32 and gave him a $100 bill.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all.
Yeah.
Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
Did you have that coming up, Seth, that you were helpful or you saw your parents?
Growing up, my dad was a mailman. My mom was a nurse.
Well, helping people.
Yeah.
Same theme.
So, you know, we had a good family life. Have an older sister, older brother. We all got along pretty good growing up. So kind of going back to when I was around 18, 19 years old, I first got kind of intrigued in emergency services. Actually, I was living in Mahomet. I'd heard that they had ambulance service based out of the Corn Belt Fire Department up there. So I was trying to figure out ways to get involved
doing EMS work at the time. So I actually went up there, knocked on the door. Shout out to my buddy Jimmy Zindars, because he was a paramedic that was working that day. Got in a conversation with him. He says to me, hey, we're, you know, accepting volunteers here at the fire department. Didn't really think about that at the time, but put my name in the hat and got put on the fire department there. Did about 6 or 7 years there. Worked for Aero Ambulance.
Sergeant Seth Herrig, Champaign County Sheriff's Department. You are our honored person of the month of March.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I like to spend my time trying to answer life's most important questions. What is the meaning of life? Do fish ever get thirsty? Why does round pizza come in a square box? How can I be sure I'll be approved for my next car purchase?
I can answer that one.
You can?
Just go to Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Could this possibly be true? Quickly, to Honda BMW of Champaign.
They may not know the meaning of life, but you can be sure that their staff will get you placed in the car you want at a price you can afford. Online at drivechampaign.com.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
All right, again, Ribeye Featured Restaurant. Text in if you'd like one. We're getting some very compelling text. We appreciate that. 359-2255. I think a lot of people have memories from the Ribeye from various visits and over the years. And Buck Plummer's been there probably every darn one of them.
You're right.
Good man. Okay, and tomorrow I think we'll probably be like Manzella's or something. That's a good family.
Oh, nice.
And Manzella's, and they have wonderful Italian food, so we'll try and feature Manzella's tomorrow.
Well, and we've had some restaurants reach out, like Cracked is saying, thank you for we're helping the superheroes in local hospitals on the front lines with their $5 breakfast sandwiches, and reached out to us. Jet's Pizza, for instance. They're doing the free cheese slices for the students who are out of school between 11 and 2 on the weekend, coming up this weekend.
Let me do Fiesta Cafe, offering curbside delivery starting at 11 a.m. Nando Milano, they're open daily for dinner, curbside pickup 4 to 9. Cofusion, open for pickup and delivery till April 7. 10% pickup orders and free delivery as far as Muhammad. Wow. And I know that... Chipotle is delivering for free right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we took advantage of that and had a bowl of that last night.
Right.
So try and support when you can. No question, it's pretty critical, pretty important right now. Big news of the morning that you're going to hear about if you haven't already is the unemployment claims at 6.7 million. And you know somebody who's been displaced, right? I mean, there's furloughs and cut hours and cut pay and everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. And you're going, wow, We were amazing 3 weeks ago. We were unbelievable. The economy was nuts. You could not hire anybody. And that's how quickly things change. And so here we are. We gotta gut it out. We gotta get it going. You know, you just pray for those affected even more than you are, because there are some people deeply affected, and you don't know what to do. You've never lost your job. If you've never been furloughed, never anything. Well, we've never done a pandemic. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, you can't really control what happens to you. You can't control how you receive it. And it's hard when you're so unsure about what's coming and how you're going to pay for this and that. If misery loves company, you got a lot of it in the boat right now. There's a lot of people with those concerns. And I just would encourage you to get around people that maybe can encourage you. You know, call a friend that you know will give you some good words. Stay around. Heather Hansen earlier this morning, I thought was tremendous. She was uplifting. She was positive. I'd love to have her back.
The elegant warrior.
Yeah. You need to be around people that can, you know, and when it comes to the chaos at home with trying to homeschool, set a schedule as quickly as you can. Make sure you get out of your sweats. Don't get into that thing, because you can spiral out of that thing. So, again, hang in there. Keep listening to us. We'll keep you informed of what's going on. We'll keep handing out food and trying to connect as much as we can with local businesses. Again, around Champaign-Urbana and Douglas County and Vermilion County, I think we're probably near 40 cases of COVID-19, which isn't bad considering I know Chicago has numbers because they're on top of each other, essentially, in an urban city. And same with L.A. I know that the situation in some of these big city hospitals is horrific. And some of the frontline Facebook pages, messages you're reading on some of those are just shocking. So stay healthy. Stay good and healthy. Stay away when you can. Wash your hands. Do all those things. And at one point, we're going to be euphoric that it's over, and it will be over. But it's going to be just a bit. So,
real quick, Brian's saying my go-to restaurant for guests visiting out of town who are meat lovers is the ribeye.
Yeah.
And Jody's saying, I love the idea of DSC to receive some donuts,
like
some industrial donuts.
Yep. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in the morning on Facebook Live, on YouTube channel, on ESPN 93.5 streaming as well at steviejay.com. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a blessed and great Thursday.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why has this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply Awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, and let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream.